So let's just send all of our best American NFL talent away to London, a city that welcomes players with sellout crowds and knowledgeable fans. The New England Patriots and the St. Louis Rams, just go to London, see if we care. The Patriots take on the Rams this Sunday, a continuation of regular season overseas NFL games. Top NFL talent goes to London for a weekend in return for an enlarged brand for the USA's most popular team sport. Joining us is Alistair Kirkwood, managing director of the NFL UK, who says Brits have no problem rooting for a team, the Patriots, whose symbol is a soldier with a rifle headed off to shoot British redcoats.
Well, the Patriots are actually the most popular team in the UK. They're just ahead of the Miami Dolphins. And their fan base is slightly younger than the average NFL fan in the UK, which suggests that fans have taken to that team, relatively new to the sport, based on a lot of the impact of playing games over here. And they probably don't know their history too well, so they've just gone, England's in the names, so I'll adopt that team.
I see. So New England. Yeah, there we go. All right, let's quiz you a little bit. I mean, there's a lot of arcane stuff going on in American football that, you know, I think cricket rivals to a certain extent. And I don't want to get into a cricket for football sort of smackdown here. But do fans in Britain understand pass interference?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you'll find avid fans in many cases being more knowledgeable over here than kind of casual fans in the States. And that's partly because it's a badge of honor, you know. And it's, I think that's true of anything that that somebody's really passionate about. They'll go into extreme levels of detail. It's also interesting what you said, John, in terms of comparing it to cricket, because both games have, although on the face of it don't look at all similar, they're both based on two tenets which they have in common. One is that it's a game of bluff, because you're actually trying to do things to make the opposition more comfortable so that you can then do something else. And secondly, there's 35, 40 seconds break between each play.
That's great. So you're only going to hear that on this program, that cricket and American football are actually, you know, have a lot in common. Alistair Kirkwood, is there a favored team? I mean, you say that there are a lot of fans rooting for the Patriots, but what do the odds makers say?
Well, this is going to be a close game, because the Rams have come in 3-4. Patriots have come in 4-3. They've had close games this season. Even their wins, the Patriots have not been able to close down in the fourth quarter. The Rams are a young, dynamic team, and have you know, playing in a division that I think has surprised a lot of people. I think most people over here are saying that it's too close to call.
All right, finally, I'm going to put you on the spot here. You know, they're having a little problem down in Jacksonville, filling the stands. It seems to me the Jaguars would be a perfect team for London, eh?
Well, we will have them as a visiting team for the next 4 years. We announced last week via the commissioner that the Jaguars have committed to play from 2013 to 2016. And I think what's interesting for us is, by having a returning team, this will be an opportunity for us to reach out to new fans who maybe don't have a connection point. And, you know, we're excited that the Jaguars will be coming over over that period of time.
Although I did say they should be the London team, not the Jacksonville team, and you're not going to go there at all, are you?
I'll go there. I'll say they're London's team for one game, but they're Jacksonville's team for the rest of the time.
Alistair Kirkwood is managing director of the NFL UK, speaking with us from the BBC in London.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.